about conning old people, getting the numbers, and like some of them have been lucky enough to find out, but there is things in place that they can contact to get all these phone calls blocked. But, you know, just some people are on their own, and they haven't got no one to do it for them, unfortunately. But it's such an annoying thing, and so many people, they're just easy targets, you know. Luckily, my mum, you know, has got my sisters up there to help her with stuff. She'll just tell them, and if they, you know, they find out that she keeps getting pestered, they'll do something about it, like get onto the companies and put, and sort of basically tell them, you know, to stop it, or they'll take action and stuff like that, which you can do. You can block all this stuff from happening. But some people, they don't know, so they're targeted. And it's like, you know, every old person's at risk when they go out shopping from having their handbag stolen, or people putting their hands in and taking their purses and cards, because that happens a lot in Bournemouth. And then, you know, they, when they spend the money, they phone up asking for the PIN numbers for the credit cards and pretending to be the bank or the police. And, you know, old people get fired and they just think, oh, and they better tell them. They're easy to, you know, they're easy. Again, everything is easy targets, which is a sad reflection on society.